I'm concerned we're losing this industry in Pennsylvania. Overregulation at the federal level from the EPA, in addition to market forces, are really making it difficult for these facilities to operate. We passed two significant pieces of legislation, the Energy Portfolio Standards Act, which classifies in Pennsylvania the coal refuse industry as a renewable energy source. Unfortunately, that's not recognized at the federal level. The other important was just this year, we were able to put $7.5 million in the state budget for a tax credit for the coal refuse industry to help them mitigate the market forces and the regulatory forces that are making it very difficult to operate. There's no way the taxpayers of Pennsylvania can afford to meet the $15 billion problem that confronts us in terms of our abandoned mine land. There's no way the public sector can meet that burden. We need a private sector partner. The coal refuse industry is that private sector partner. We need to make them a renewable energy source at the state and federal level. And clearly, we have to provide additional incentives for this tremendous economic and environmental benefit this industry provides to Pennsylvania. This past budget was very important in getting that $7.5 million as a tax credit for the industry. That will go up to $10 million in next year's budget. We're going to work with industry groups like ARIPA on the next step. What can we do to make them competitive, to make the 14 plants that employ over 800 Pennsylvanians, to make sure cleaning up our environment and creating good-paying jobs? Northeastern Pennsylvania specifically cannot compete economically if we do not reclaim our abandoned mine. You heard from the Earth Conservancy that's cleaned up over 2,000 acres of site right along the 81 corridor. We're just now landing national tenants in terms of coming in and bringing industries, manufacturing, logistics. We can't do that if we don't clean up our abandoned mine land. So we will be taking whole regions of Pennsylvania off the economic radar screen if the coal refuse industry does not survive.